Everybody wants one, nearly everybody's got one.
What is it?
What is it?
A cute little British sports car.
What do you mean precisely?
Do I have to say it nicely? You know what I'm talking about. That's the MGA and the MGB, the Spitfire from Triumph and the TRs 2 and 3.
The cars from Austin Healey really cover the site, with the Le Mans, the 3000, the ubiquitous little Sprite.
The Sprite, you know, when it came out later, was just an MG midget with a new nameplate.
MG got it started with the TCDF, with their boxy front ends, they were really something tough.
Don't know what was wrong with the letter E, but an MGTE is not a car you're gonna see.
So I'm seeing the connection here is the letters being used instead of names, but then I guess Ford started it all with their Models T and A.
Good point. Why do you suppose the Model T came out 20 years before the Model A? Who was in charge of making up names at Ford? Didn't they know their ABCs?
JFK, LBJ, FBI, RFK, KKK, IRA, MLK, and CAA.
Wait, what are you going on about now?
Just naming other acronyms. There's more to life than cars.
SDS, CBS, NBC, LSD, AMC, DMZ, ABC, DOE.
If you're done, then what about the Morgan or the XKE? Now there's a real showman.
The Jag's a fine car, seats only two, but a bit too pricey for the likes of me and you.
And don't even get me started on Corvette or T-Bird. Those were two attempts by us to join the trend, I've heard.
Sunbeam, Alpine,
Alfa Romeo,
Carmen Ghia.
Two of those are British.
We can bend the rules here.
The Mini Cooper seats more than two for sure. But the thing's so cute, we don't need to be so pure.
These cars will run forever and never give you pain unless you make the mistake of trying to drive them in the rain.
Everybody wants one, nearly everybody's got one.
You know what I'm talking about. A cute little British sports car.
A cute little British sports car.